Welcome to part two of Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise, podcast number 255, Crossdressers number 3. A little of this, a little of that, my story. I have recently found your podcast and blog and have been binging a bit. I'm really enjoying the stories and your perspective on a lot of fantastic topics. I'm writing you for a few reasons. One, it's therapeutic for me. Two, there's a cross-dressing element if you can include it in your upcoming podcast. Three, I'm glad to contribute to the collective information grab bag that you are filling. I'm a happily married man to my wife and best friend of over 30 years. We have two adult children, live a very athletic and active life, have successful careers, and have retirement in our sights. Now to the fun stuff. I discovered masturbation in the 8th grade, and it became quite the hobby for me, of course. I became sexually active in high school, parentheses with more than my hand, and discovered I always wanted a little bit more. In other words, vanilla sex for me was not going to fulfill all my desires in the long run. In high school, sex consisted of handwork, PIV, and oral, but no more adventurous than that. My cross-dressing beginnings, at least desires, started in high school as well. I had a fascination with women's underwear, but never wore my mom's or sister's. I was a swimmer and wore a Speedo, so that was enough at the time, I guess. I remember when Jockey finally introduced bikini briefs for men. Jockey Elance, I think. I bought those right away, and my collection grew from there, as string bikinis and thongs were rolled out for men. That is as far as I went for many years. More on that later. I had 4 sexual partners before I met my wife, missionary and or doggy in each case. I wanted to try anal, but too hard of a question to ask, for me at least. My wife was no different, very vanilla. As compatible as we are in every other way, our sexual appetites were always on the opposite ends of the scale. In the beginning of our marriage, the sex frequency was greater, but ultimately it slowed way down, and we would have our occasional vanilla sex, missionary, doggy, oral, done, a couple of times a month at most. This did not get me through the month, though, and I continued to take care of myself in that regard, parentheses,